huge interest among African leaders to explore markets for African products, as well as explore investors from various markets into the African continent. And so this is a great opportunity and platform, this summit that Mr. Biden is hosting, that allows African leaders to express their interests with regard to how they want trade between Africa and the United States to progress going forward in the context of the African continental free trade area.
In the past, there had been some conditions for those trade relations. Are those of concern to some African countries? Are they hoping that some of these restrictions can be at least adjusted?
Absolutely. There is a huge imbalance in terms of the trade exchange between Africa, not just the United States, but also Africa and Europe, Africa and Asia, Africa and South America. And so this is an imbalance that African leaders want to see corrected in order for Africa to develop. There is a general consensus among African leaders that that is not going to happen anymore through aid, because this is a model that has been tried and tested and has been found wanting. And so African leaders now are firmly convinced that the path out of poverty for African people, the path out of underdevelopment for African countries, is trade and investment. And trade and investment deals have to be negotiated. They cannot be dictated, nor can they be demanded in a one-sided fashion.
And Sean, this summit is coming at the time when the world economy is strained, particularly African countries are being impacted the most. And your country, people have been complaining about difficulties and hard times. So what kind of help do you expect from the summit?
In fact, that's precisely the point regarding the summit. This is a summit that is a departure from the entire model of Africans going to international fora in order to seek help. African leaders are not going to this summit expecting help or seeking help. They are going to this summit in order to negotiate trade deals and investment opportunities. Trade deals and investment opportunities, by their very nature, are win-win scenarios, rather than someone going to another country begging for help because they are desperate or because they are in dire straits. Now, admittedly, Africa does have many, many different challenges. We feel those challenges even in Malawi, where President Chakwera is traveling from to attend this summit. Some of those challenges include the knock-on effect of the geopolitical situation in Eastern Europe between Russia and Ukraine that has affected the supply chain with regard to fuel and fertilizers and wheat. And this has set prices for basic commodities across Africa skyrocketing. The same thing can be said about the knock-on effect of climate change. So those are the sort of four where African leaders can talk about various kinds of help. But this summit is not about Africa seeking help. It's Africa seeking opportunities that are mutually beneficial between African countries and the United States. Because when you're making an investment, you do it because you believe there is going to be a return on your investment. But African leaders, especially the Malawian president who is traveling to represent Malawi's interests, is doing this in order to negotiate on an equal footing for a stake in the investment flows that are coming from the United States.
Sean, thank you very much again. And once again, welcome to Washington, D.C.
Thank you, James.